Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, if your station just joined us, Edward Greaves, an American living over in the Netherlands, he went out with an Irish fella and a Dutch fella to a small town and demonstrated with small signs handing out flyers about 9/11 being a government black op, inside job. They were wearing T-shirts that said 9/11's an inside job, 9/11 truth. And when they went into the major city there at The Hague in the major town square, where historically, I mean, that's where Christians in England went when they were persecuted, where they had more freedom than England had 200 years ago, 300 years ago. They just said, no, no, you can't have shirts on in the city saying 9/11 is an inside job. Now get out of here. When they went back to their little town, cops were waiting for them there saying, no, you can't. This is a big deal, folks. This is a big deal. It's happening everywhere. It's the same thing. Oh, we've got a protest area, and that shirt's a protest, and so now you can't be in the city square, or we're going to have to arrest you. Same thing they're now saying in New York. It all started in Seattle. In my film, Police State to the Takeover, you'll see police searching bags for 9/11. For anti-WTO pins. The police are searching bags looking for anti-WTO pins and confiscating them, saying no protest is allowed. I think we ought to find that particular part in the film and play it coming up here tomorrow. In fact, I know Paul Watson and Steve Watson both wrote articles about it and actually put that video link up there from Police State to the Takeover. So you can go up and watch that for yourself. Again, precedent setting globally, the exact same nomenclature, the same handouts, the same thing is done. I'm going to cover the financial news when we get back in the next segment. Then I'm going to play 35 minutes of an Aaron Russo interview, his last video interview he gave. And we're going to hear 35 minutes of it today, and the second half, 35 minutes tomorrow. Ron Paul's also scheduled to join us. In closing, talking to Edward Greaves. Edward, any emails, any addresses? I think people in the Netherlands, hundreds of people ought to email you right now. We have a big listenership over there. We get hundreds of thousands of readers a month just from the Netherlands alone. So we can, you know, track that, the IP, you know, where people are coming from. You can go to Alexa and see, you know, which percentage of our visitors are from there. And we can track the folks, you know, coming in, just the general, you know, that it's from the Netherlands. And see that on the graphs. We know it's hundreds of thousands. If a fraction emailed you and got hooked up with you guys, how about 100 of you? How about 1,000 of you show up out there for free speech? And then do a demonstration where, you know, have shirts on, say, save the whales down the street and show how they don't get stopped, but you get stopped for saying 9/11 is an inside job. You want to give out contact info for 9/11 Truth in the Netherlands?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of plugs for protests we're putting up, and I actually did get a really big response from the article I wrote on 9/11 Blogger. And then if I can have just a second after that, I'd like to plug another thing, which is related to what you've been talking about.
We've got 1 minute. Do it right now.
Okay, absolutely. Well, there's a big protest coming up that's going to be Europe-wide, so everybody in Europe needs to get out there and look this up in Brussels on 9/9. That's the Sunday before 9/11, and go to Zapruder.nl. Zapruder.nl. And the other thing is that I just want to say this real quick. The reason that the government is playing with anarchists as the opposition to police is because the real anarchists are the academics. They're the academic community. And people need to get over to Mises.org and check out the Austrian School of Economics and read about that as well.
Absolutely. Now, do you want to give out personal contact info?
Yeah, you can reach us at through one of our teammates, the Blogspot website. It's thefreedomchannel.blogspot.com. His email is on there. You can email him and contact
the
us.
Now, give it out slowly. Thefreedomchannel.blogspot.com. Thefreedomchannel.blogspot.com. Listen, I don't think you should wait till the 9th. I mean, I think you guys ought to have one in 4 or 5 days from now and get 100 people out there and show people the tyranny. Don't let them attack free speech or they're going to win and you're going to be in Nazi Germany. All right. Thank you so much, Edward Greaves.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Thank you so much for all you've done. We salute you for going out and illustrating how serious the police state's gotten. We'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you.
The The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to air about 35 minutes of this interview in the second half of it tomorrow, but I'll be popping in a few times with comments, and then in the last 5 minutes of the show, I'll get into this financial news because I realize that I need to go ahead and get to the Russo piece or I'll never have time. Just a little prelude, though, to the financial news. Right before 9/11, there were put options, that is, bets that the stock was going to go down, placed not against the airline industry, but against American and United specifically, into the billions of dollars total. And they were bets that the stock was going to plunge. They were placed in the 4 days before 9/11. And then it led back to Buzzy Krongard and the CIA. That was in major financial papers in England and Germany. It was mentioned in a couple news wires here, but never hit the major news on television or radio, really outside of this show and a few others. And even mainstream media is calling this a bin Laden or Al-Qaeda-type purchase because it's so large, and the only time they saw this was right before September, last time. So we'll be going over that after the Aaron Russo interview. But Paul Watson has written it all up in a headline, Market Crash Forecast Suggests New 9/11. By getting the word out on this, and this is serious, by getting the word out on this, we may be able to avert it happening. And I really should have been talking about this all. I mean, it was a great period, a lot of thing into that at the very end of the show. Is Aaron Russo from January of this year, the last video interview that Aaron ever did. And we believe the last radio interview he ever did was also on this show. Very poignant and very, very sad. But, again, we have to also celebrate his life, all the great things he's done. So here's Aaron Russo.
You rolling? I'm honored to be interviewed by Alex Jones, a truth seeker, fighting for justice in America.
Nice charming. It's getting me all smiling.
Aaron, when did you start to think something was wrong in the world or start to find out about the whole banking cartel, the Federal Reserve System, the New World Order?
Well, that was a progression of events. I've always been a very independent person. Always believed in individuality and that we were put on this earth to be unique individuals to fulfill our God-given potential. And that the only way to fulfill your potential is to be free, to find out who you are, and to make your errors, to make mistakes. And as I grew up, I began to realize more and more the government was inhibiting me in things that I wanted to do. And what happened, I was very successful in the ladies' lingerie business. I worked for my dad. He had a small undergarment business. And I created the first ladies' bikini panties back in 1963, actually. And then I opened up a nightclub in Chicago called the Electric Theater that opened up the day Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Wow.
All right? And so the city of Chicago was in flames the day my club opened.
Wow.
And nobody came out to the club. And, what happened was that... that was the year of the Democratic Convention in Chicago in 68. And so my club became a hangout for the hippies, you know, and because they wanted to go to Chicago and protest what was going on. And I was having a concert at my club one night to raise money. And the police raided the nightclub, my club, for no reason at all. And I was standing outside in my office overlooking the street. And I saw all these paddy wagons pulling up in front of my club. And I was a 24-year-old kid. You know, I had no experience at all, really. So what are these paddy wagons doing here? And then I saw all these cops getting out of the paddy wagons coming into my club. I said, oh, my God, they're raiding me. And so I ran down to the stage, and I got on the stage, and I stopped the band from playing. And I said to the people in the audience, we're being raided. You know, so sit down on the floor, cooperate, plot your identification and cooperate with the police. And as I said that, two of the cops from behind threw me onto the floor and grabbed me and started dragging me out of the club. I'm going, you know, victory, victory, you know, playing the floor, it was worth it at the time. I was a kid. And then I saw the fire department there, and the fire department was dumping garbage cans, the garbage, all over the floor. And I thought to myself, well, why are they doing that? You know, very quickly, as they were dragging me out. And I didn't quite understand it. So they threw me into the paddy wagon. As I got to the paddy wagon, one of the cops grabbed my testicles from behind and squeezed. And I went to the paddy wagon in gigantic pain. And the next person that came into the paddy wagon, the cop, as he was stepping in, the cops took the billy club, smashed him on the head with it, and just split his skull, you know, for no reason. I mean, there was nothing wrong.
That was kind of your awakening.
That was my awakening. Like, what is going on? I thought this was America. So I initially blamed it on Chicago and made a daily thing. It was Chicago. And anyway, it was the headlines of the newspapers the next day. You know, there was my picture in the newspapers, the headlines, Electric Theater short-circuited, it was raided. And in the article, they went ahead and they said that the reason they raided the club was because the fire department came there and saw it was messy, full of garbage, and the hippies started attacking them, which was totally not true.
Those dirty hippies?
It was totally false. You know, it was a complete fabrication.
So they ran a false flag on you. They
threatened
you.
Yeah, of course. You know, and I was in shock. I said, people lie like that? People actually do these things? I couldn't believe it. You know, it was like, it was an awakening to me. And I went on television, I told people on television that they lied. Nobody cared. Nobody cared what the truth was. You know, it was shocking to me. A week or 2 weeks later, I forget exactly what it was, two cops come to see me, a lieutenant and a sergeant, and a captain and a sergeant. And they said, Mr. Russo, we're sorry if you got hurt that night at the club and the raid. But we're here to tell you that if you want to keep the club open, it's going to take $2,000 a month, and we can come see you once a month, and whenever we have to raid you, we're going to call you, you know, and we'll let you know we're going to come in tonight and raid you.
This was mafia.
Well, the police mafia.
Yeah.
You know? And it was actually more interesting than that. They said, listen, there's the A plan, there's the B plan, and there's the Super Deluxe plan. And this one, of course, each one, of course, that much money a month. Which one do you want?
What was the Super Deluxe?
That's the one I took. That was a $2,000 a month plan. And I took that plan, and I paid them $2,000 a month, and they left me alone. And whenever they were going to raid the club, they would come there, we're going to raid, we're going to have a phony raid tonight, you know, just to look good for the people in the neighborhood, you know.
So that was your first big education?
That was my education into corruption in government, you know. But I really thought that was basically Chicago. I didn't realize it was the whole country was like that. And so that was my wake-up call that people lie and cheat and steal. And I thought everybody was always honest and nice and decent. And I had no idea about any of these things. Finally, one day they came to me and they said, look, we can't take your money anymore. I said, why, what's up? What's going on? He said, we have to close your club. This election's coming, and the alderman and the neighbor don't want you open anymore. So we can't take your money. So I had to go to court and fight them, and they were trying to close the club. And then one night there was a fire, and the club never reopened again. The club just closed, and that was the end of the club. And they burned me down. And that was the end of my experience. And then I moved back to New York, where I met Bette Midler. And I ran into her at a little nightclub she was playing called The Improv, and I thought she was fabulous, and through a series of events, I began managing her. And as soon as I started managing her, her career took off like a rocket, you know, just fortuitous, I guess. And we became very, very successful. And through managing Bette, I started producing shows on Broadway where I won the Tony. And I produced a television show where I won the Emmy with Dustin Hoffman and Bette, you know. And then I produced The Rose for her, where she got Academy Award nominations.
Wow.
And then that led me to producing Trading Places, which everybody knows. You
I
know,
think it's the best Eddie Murphy movie.
Well, it's a good one. I don't know if it's the best, but it's a really good one. And I'm very proud I made that movie. And so in my mind, I feel as if I've made a classic comedy in Trading Places, a classic musical in The Rose, and a classic documentary in Freedom to Fascism. You know, so I'm very proud of my work that I've done as a filmmaker. Back in the late 80s, I was a pretty big silver trader and gold trader. And I don't think I've ever told this story on tape before. I was a pretty big silver and gold trader. And and I always paid my taxes, and I took what was a legal tax deduction on my silver trades. And a few years later, I think it was 88 or 89 or something, the IRS claimed that what I did, and other people did as well, was now illegal. We couldn't do it anymore. But they made it retroactive. I said, what do you mean retroactive? It was legal then. I did what was legal. So, yeah, but now we're making it illegal retroactively. And that's not good. So you owe us $600,000 or $800,000. For what? It was legal. How could you make something retroactive? Change the law backwards in time. It makes no sense. Well, we're doing it. And so everybody said they can't do that. So we went to court, a class action lawsuit. And the judge agreed with the IRS and said they could do it retroactively. And that's when I knew that there was something wrong in America with the IRS and the system here, you know.
Aaron, you were telling me this story last night, and before you even finished saying, in the late 80s, the tax law, I said retroactive. And I knew that because they literally ruined my dad, but he paid. He didn't know. He still thought this was America. And it was legal tax law, what you're supposed to do. They said retroactively you owe, and with... not just retroactive, but they said you also have penalties and interest.
That's right.
So how do you have penalties and interest on something when they retroactively change the law?
Well, first of all, you can't retroactively. How can you do anything retroactively? Penalties and interest are a farce. The whole thing, because they do whatever they want to do. And that's when I realized America is not America. It's not.
Free Over the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Penalties and interest are a farce. The whole thing, because they do whatever they want to do. And that's when I realized America is not America. It's not the land that I was taught it was. Because they can do whatever they wish to do. And there's nothing the citizen can do about it.
Now, you've made America Freedom to Fascism. I want to walk through that film, and I want to encourage everybody out there to get a copy of it on DVD. It was also in theaters around the country. And I think the best film out there on the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the whole banker scam. I want to discuss that with you here. But I wanted to go back a little bit to the point that we discussed last night, where you don't advise people to not pay. And I do the same thing. People say, well, wait, you're saying it's a scam, but you're saying go ahead and pay it. And I like the way you summed it up.
Well, it's really fairly simple. I mean, since making that movie, you know, many people come to me and ask me whether they should pay their income taxes or not. You know, and I never advise people not to pay. And the reason I tell them, I say, look, I've done a lot of research. There isn't, the Supreme Court has ruled that the IRS has no authority. The 16th Amendment did not give the IRS the authority to tax your labor and your wages. That's a fact. All right, the Supreme Court is the law of the land, you know, and the IRS does not trump the Supreme Court. However, that being the case, the fact is, if the mafia would come to you and say, we want $2,000 a month or we're going to hurt you, I would not advise you not to pay them, because you may get hurt by not paying them. Whether it's legal or not doesn't necessarily matter. You're going to get hurt if you don't. It's the same thing with the IRS. They can hurt you. They can put you in jail. They can torture you. So if you don't pay them, you may get hurt. So I never advise people not to pay. You know, I tell people, yeah, pay your taxes.
Look what happened to Congressman Hansen.
Yeah, Congressman Hansen's a great example. Pay your taxes. But you know what? Shut down the Federal Reserve System, and eventually you won't have to pay those taxes anymore. See, the IRS is a symptom of the problem. The real problem is the banking industry and the bankers in this country. That's where the real problem lies. That's the root of our problem. That's why we've lost America. Okay? So, yeah, pay your taxes. Because if you don't pay them, you might get hurt. And I've heard all the arguments, you know, what tax protesters say and so on and so forth. And I don't call them tax protesters. I call them the tax honesty movement. Because they're being honest, you know, at least. But the fact of the matter is, you're being forced, you're being compelled to pay it because you're facing jail sentences, you're facing time, you're facing corruption of the courts if you don't pay, right? And so you pay it, because you just like you pay the mafia. But with the mafia, at least you have the government to call and try and help you to get past the mafia, to protect you. Here you have nobody to protect you. The American people are living in a matrix. They don't understand the truth of how things are working in this country, you know? And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The very fact is that if you ask 100 people on the street, what kind of government is America supposed to be? 99% of them will tell you a democracy. America is supposed to be a democracy. But that's a lie. That's an illusion. The word democracy is not written into the Constitution at one time. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's not in the Declaration of Independence. The Founding Fathers hated the idea of a democracy. They thought it was the worst form of government there is. And I agree with them. Because in a democracy, 51% of the people control 49% of the people. If you're part of the 49%, you're not free. America was founded as a constitutional republic. And in that constitutional republic that we have, 99% of the people can't take away the rights of 1%. You have your rights because you were born with them. You have God-given human rights that nobody can take away from you. The government, the majority, no matter who they are, I can't take away your rights. And that's what our founding fathers gave us. But the psychological operations that they do to us, they make us believe that we're a democracy and that majority rules. You see? And they want you to believe that. Because then they tell you, this poll says this many want this, and this many want that, and this many want this, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Well, Hitler was elected.
Hitler was elected. Hitler did everything legally.
And in a constitutional republic, a minority is protected against a majority. Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin, to paraphrase, that said, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner?
Exactly. And then he also said, in a republic, the sheep would have a gun to protect himself. You know, and that's the truth. America is not a democracy, but you ask the most intelligent people what form of government America is supposed to be, they'll say a democracy. Because that's what they've been brainwashed. They've been psyoped into believing that. They believe that we're in Iraq. They believe we're in Iraq to promote democracy. The word democracy, you hear George Bush saying democracy means freedom. No, democracy equals New World Order. Democracy equals slavery. The word democracy is not synonymous with freedom. It's the opposite of freedom. Democracy is the worst form of government you can have. It's majority rule. And the government can tell you exactly what they want to tell you to do. Because the majority wants it. I don't care what the majority wants. I live my life as I choose. And if I don't commit violence, theft, or fraud against another human being, I can live my life as I wish. That's my choice. And if I'm allowed to make mistakes, because when you make mistakes, you learn from them. You grow as a human being.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Morning, neighbor. Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Because when you make mistakes, you learn from them. You grow as a human being. We're put on this earth to become the best individuals we can be, to fulfill our God-given potential. Right? We're not here to put on this earth so that the government can tell us how to live our lives and what we must do. We put into these systems and these paradigms. No. The same thing in health. You know, if you're sick, you have to have a certain protocol. Nonsense. You know, be individuals. Think for yourself. Have critical thinking. You know, and so what's happened is that because they've taught everybody that we're a democracy, which is not true, now, so then in 1913, they bring the Federal Reserve System into being, right? And now you have this Federal Reserve System, which then in 1913 got the right to create money for the government, when before that the government created its own money. Now the government, when it needed money, had to borrow it from this private bank called the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank owned by individuals, incorporated in Delaware. And so what happens is now the government borrows money from them to fund the government. Then the government says, well, we have to pay these people interest. How are we going to pay them interest? Let's impose a tax on the labor of the American people, which never existed before, to pay the interest of the bankers.
In fact, in 1980, Ronald Reagan said, "Not one red cent of your income tax money goes to run the country. It all goes to the Federal Reserve."
Well, it was the Grace Commission report that said that not one nickel goes to the infrastructure of the country. You know,
I guess Reagan quoted that too.
Right, and so, but the point I'm trying to make is that by creating this Federal Reserve System, the government now became dependent on these private banks for money. And they started taxing us. You see? And so now what happens is that in 35, I believe it was, Social Security started. And they gave Social Security cards that said not to be used for identification, the Social Security number right on the card. Right? And through Social Security, they started deducting money out of your paycheck. That was the first time they were ever could take money out of your paycheck, because people agreed to it because they thought it was going to their retirement fund. And so then when they instituted the income tax again, they started taking money out of your paycheck because Social Security could do it. And then they could do it again. You see what I'm saying?
And so now they've even taken control of the tax, the tax payment itself. I mean, literally like you're a slave, they're
right.
Taking it right there when you make it.
Exactly.
They don't even trust the public enough to go
send
and
them
pay
a check.
Themselves. Yeah.
Right. So they take it out automatically because they know people aren't going to want to pay it. So what's happened is that through the implementation of the Federal Reserve System, the government has become vested in these bankers, and they get their money from the bankers. And so then they impose the tax on us, which makes us more slaves, makes it more difficult for us to survive, right? Giving them more profits. And now what's happened is that through the Federal Reserve System, the bankers have pretty much taken control of our government. It doesn't matter Republican and Democrat anymore, because they're both the same. Neither one of them are talking about shutting down the Federal Reserve System or stopping the payment of taxes, you know, or any of the big issues that face Americans, right? So I had a friend, Nick Rockefeller, okay, who was one of the Rockefeller family, and he, when I was running for governor in Nevada, he came to me, introduced himself to me through an attorney, and we became friends. We started talking about things, and I learned an awful lot from Mr. Rockefeller. And one of the things that we used to talk about was the ultimate plan of the banking industry, what they wanted to accomplish. And the goals of the banking industry, not just the Federal Reserve System, but the private banks in Germany and England, all over Italy, all over the world, they all work together. They're all central banks. And they're all part of the Communist Manifesto. You know, central banking is one of the major planks of the Communist Manifesto. We talk about America being a capitalistic country, but yet at the same time we have a central bank that plans everything for us, right? And the graduated income tax is another plank of the Communist Manifesto, right? So right there you have two major planks of the Communist Manifesto that have been brought in because of the Federal Reserve System, okay? So the ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers, and they're doing it in sections. The European currency, the euro, and the European Constitution is one part of it. Now they're trying to do it in America with the North American Union, right? And they want to create a new currency called the Amero, right? And the whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips, right? There'll be no more cash. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And so instead of having cash, anytime you have money in your chip, they can take out whatever they want to take out whenever they want to. If they say you owe us this much money in taxes, they just deduct it out of your chip digitally.
Total control.
Total control. And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people.
And that chip's connected to a database that has your purchasing records, what you do, what
everything,
you sell.
Everything is in there. You know? And so they want a one-world government controlled by them. Everybody being chipped, all your money in those chips, and they control the chips, and they control people, and you become a slave. You become a serf to these people. That's their goal. That's their intentions.
Eric, can you be specific about when you met Rockefeller, how it happened in these discussions?
I met Rockefeller through a female attorney I knew who called me up one day and said, one of the Rockefellers would like to meet you. I made a video called Mad as Hell. And he'd seen the video and wanted to meet me and knew I was running for governor of Nevada. So sure, I'd love to meet him. And I met him and I liked him. And
He was a very, very smart man. And we used to talk and share ideas and thoughts. And he's the one who told me 11 months before 9/11 ever happened that there was going to be an event. Never told me what the event was going to be. But there was going to be an event. And out of that event, we were going to invade Afghanistan to run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We were going to invade Iraq, you know, to take over the oil fields, establish a base in the Middle East, and make it all part of the New World Order. And we'd go after Chavez in Venezuela. And sure enough, later 9/11 happened. And I remember he was telling me how how you're going to see soldiers looking in caves for people in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all these places. And there's going to be this war on terror, which is no real enemy. And the whole thing is a giant hoax, you know, but it's a way for the government to take over the American people.
He told you it was going to be a hoax.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question. He says, there's going to be war on terror. And he's laughing. There's no... Who are we fighting? I mean, why do you think 9/11 happened and then nothing's happened since then? Do you think that our security is so great here that these people who pulled off 9/11 who are able to, can't knock down another plane? Come on, it's ridiculous. 9/11 was done by people in our own government and our own banking system to perpetuate the fear of the American people into subordinating themselves to anything the government wants them to do. That's what it's about, and to create this war, this endless war on terror. And that's why we, and that was the first lie. And the next lie was going into Iraq, you know, to get Saddam Hussein out with his weapons of mass destruction. That was the next lie.
Now, specifically, this was a little over 6 years ago.
This was
11 months before 9/11.
Yeah.
And Nick Rockefeller, he's a lawyer. He's become your friend over the previous years. And he's saying to you that there's going to be this big event, and then out of that we're going to have a war on terror, and it's just going to go on and on.
Right. An endless war on terror without any real enemy. That you can never, so you can never define a winner.
And did he say that it's going to be perfect because you can't define an enemy, it just goes
on? Yeah, because you can't define a winner. There's no one who's going to beat, so it goes on and on forever. And they can do whatever they want. They scare the hell out of the American public. Look, this whole war on terror is a fraud. It's a farce. It's very difficult to say it out loud because people are intimidated against saying it. Because if you say it, they want to make you into a nutcase. The truth has to come out. That's why I'm doing this interview. The fact of the matter happens to be that the whole war on terror is a fraud. It's a farce. Then again, there's a war going on in Iraq because we invaded Iraq. And people over there fighting, you know. But the war on terror, that's a joke. You know, and until we discover what really happened on 9/11 and who was responsible for 9/11, because that's where the war on terror emanates from. That's where it comes from. It was 9/11 that allowed this war on terror to begin. And until we get to the bottom root of 9/11, the truth of 9/11, we'll never know about the war on terror.
Aaron, you said that he was, and I think it's important, and I know this about the Rockefellers from Dr. Dennis Cuddy and many others, who literally... You'll be 20 years old in a lunch line at college, and no, there's David Rockefeller. And he hears you. I mean, they're experts at recruiting and getting what they call players, and that clearly he was. I mean, I want to make it specific and just get you to reiterate what you said last night about you got 30% of the vote, you were having an effect, you made mad as hell. They knew that you'd started the Constitution Party,
yeah.
They knew that you were. Somebody was taking action and getting things done. You've already made some big films, had a lot of other successes.
Right.
So they were trying to recruit you. And didn't it come down to the point of, hey, we are here to recruit you, and don't worry, your chip's going to say, don't mess with us. You know, this guy's don't touch.
Yeah, yes, that did happen. Now, I was definitely being recruited, but it's more subtle than that.
Well, your words, just go through the process, and then what he said.
Well, what it is remember, we were friends, and he used to come to my house a lot, we'd have dinner, we'd talk, and he'd tell me about business investments that he'd get involved in, you know, or they would help me with this business investment or that business investment, and was I interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, I would have to get a letter to join them, but was I interested in that? And, you know, just stuff, you know, leading you on. And I used to say to him that I never really did that because
Well, that was where I was coming from. You know, as much as I like you, Nick, you know, your ways and my ways, we're on the opposite side of the fence. You know, I don't believe in enslaving people, you know, and...
And he would come back with, oh, I do? Or?
Well, it would be more like, you know...
It's better for them.
Well, it's more like, you know, how do I put it? It was like, what do you care about them? What do you care about those people? What difference does it make to you? Take care of your own life. Do the best you can for you and your family. What do the rest of the people mean to you? They don't mean anything to you. They're just serfs. They're just people. You know, it was just a lack of caring. You know, and that's just not who I was. It was just sort of like cold, you know. It was just like cold, you know. And I just said, what's the point of all this? You have all the money in the world you need. You have all the power you need. What's the point? You know, what's the end goal? And he said the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society, to have the bankers, the elite people, you know, the bankers and some governor controlling the world. And I said, do all the people in the Council on Foreign Relations believe this way you do? He said, no. You know, most of them believe they're doing the right thing. A lot of them believe it's better off being socialistic. You know, we have to convince people that capitalism, that socialism is really capitalism. Because America's becoming a socialist country. It's a communist country today. Well, one of the things they told me was that he was at the house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I had pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He said, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up their family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials.
Tomorrow we're going to come back right here at this point and air the second 35 minutes of the roughly 70-minute interview that we posted. And we did about 2 hours with him. We also did an interview at lunch nobody's ever seen. It's only about 10 minutes long, and I think we're going to dig that out of the computer and upload that to the network and play that in the next few days as well. And there's so much I want to say about Aaron Russo. You know, I think Aaron Dykes and I are going to write something up today that's a little more expansive than what Paul and I put together up on PrisonPlanet.com. So that should be up tonight. But I think I want to properly eulogize him, and I've already done that Sunday and a little bit today, but we'll talk more about him and you know, as an individual, and spend more time on that tomorrow and the day after that. And I want to specifically hear from callers about Aaron Russo tomorrow. We are scheduled to have Ron Paul on with us as well. We're going to come back and get into the financial news that I've been mentioning all day, and I'll probably open the show up with it tomorrow. I should have spent more time on it. It's so important. But at the same time, it coming out of Fox Television, Fox now owns Dow Jones, makes it suspect. But regardless, we're going to cover it in the next segment. I want to tell you about SaferJelly.com. And SaferJelly.com is the only source of, they get it directly from the only source of royal jelly here in the United States. The rest of it, and I've looked at it all, folks. I've been in the health food stores. I bought royal jelly. Every time I've ever seen it, it's been from China. And this is the really, you know, concentrated nutrients, the vitamins that the bees save for the queen because of all the eggs that she's got to lay. You know, the entire colony. She renews and rejuvenates the colony. And the royal jelly is just got so many nutritive effects. It's well documented. And you can read about that at SaferJelly.com. It is American grown. That is grown by the bees. They call it farming the bees. Just like they call it growing beef, but the bees actually gather it and secrete it. And it's American-made royal jelly, ladies and gentlemen, at a very fair price. And it's saferjelly.com. We have a link up on prisonplanet.com to it if you forget the name. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Gelatine Gold is the particular copyrighted name of this American jelly. And it's saferjelly.com, 877-327-0365. And it has enzymes and 20 free amino acids in it, amongst many other things. When we get back, we will get into this financial news. And in closing for this segment, I want to remind you again, we got an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com with the best titles out there, bar none, or you can watch them all right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your memberships make what we do here possible.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Get up! Right. Final segment.
Get up, stand up.
I'm going to get into the financial news here briefly. You can go read it for yourself.
Get up, stand up.
Before I do that, be prepared. Have firearms. Know how to use them. Try to get your Federal Reserve notes into precious metals. Instead of losing value, at a double value, you did that 5 years ago. And get Swarable Foods. And eFoods Direct is the company, the longest continual operating, 26 years, about to be 27 years in operation. And it's where I've gotten Swarable Foods two separate times. once, I don't know, 8 years ago, and then once about 3 or 4 months ago. They're just fabulous quality, very low prices, great service, people that know what they're doing. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, whatever's coming in the future. Bad financial times, whatever, it doesn't matter. Hopefully nothing ever happens. It's that you're in control. You have put away and stored food like the ant, not the grasshopper. So eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633 or go to the banner on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You can't miss it. It's the top banner on both sites, and they're just fabulous sponsors and great products. All grown and raised, put together right here in America, other than the bananas. They will tell you that the bananas are out of country because you can't really grow those too good here. Where does this come from? Where did this all start? Dow Jones. Dow Jones is where this all started a week ago. This came out more than a week ago, August 16th, and I guess this was before Fox had taken it over. Doesn't matter, there are already neocons over there at the Wall Street Journal and the rest of it. Mystery trader bets market will crash by a third. An anonymous investor has placed a bet on an index of Europe's top 50 stocks falling by a third by the end of September as world equity markets plunge for a third day and volatility hit a three-year high. And they go on to basically say that they call this the Al-Qaeda index. Because, and, of course, they blame that on Al-Qaeda. It led back to the U.S. government and other allied groups betting against United and American in the week before 9/11. And this is the type of put option that's so gigantic. And the mere fact that normally if Dow Jones didn't want it to go down, they wouldn't be even writing about it. That's how they work. But by exposing this, it may actually back it off and stop it from happening. This didn't get to be big news until late last week. And then I just heard about it Sunday because I was out of town. And then I said, I got to check into that. And we did. And Paul Watson wrote a big article about it. Market crash forecast suggests new 9/11, and this goes through why it's important and why it should be looked at. But by speaking about it and exposing it, instead of them just hyping it and saying it's going to crash, who knows, we could back them off from doing it. Mystery trader bets on huge downturn that could only be preceded by catastrophe. A mystery trader risks losing around $1 billion after placing 245,000 put options on the Dow Jones Euro 50 index, leading many analysts to speculate the stock market crash preceded by a new 9/11 style catastrophe could take place within the next month. And that's what Dow Jones and mainstream news said. We're not the ones saying that. The anonymous trader only stands to make money if the market crashes by a third to a half before September 21st, which is when the put options expire. A put option is a financial contract between two parties, the buyer and the writer, seller of the option, in which the buyer stands to benefit only if the price of the asset falls. The sales are being referred to by market traders as bin Laden trades because only an event of scale of 9/11 could make the short sell options valuable, reports financial blogger Mark Parent. Dow Jones Financial News first reported on the story. And it just goes on. Please get it at PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody so that if they do pull this, we know who's behind it. Believe me, it isn't Osama bin Laden or the Easter Bunny or the Gingerbread Man. All right. God bless everybody out there, and God bless you, Aaron Russo. We're all thinking about you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.